us begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have shared our life, and that you have given yourself completely to us, and that you remain close to us in the Holy Eucharist. We give glory and praise to you, and we ask that on this day, when we enthrone you as King and center of our hearts, and King and center of this home, that we may always live our lives aware of your love for us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name, our Lord, forever and ever.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On June 1st, 2008, Pope Benedict was speaking to the people who were gathered in St. Peter's Square. It was Sunday, and as you know, every Sunday the Pope prays the Angelus with people, and before he prays the Angelus, he gives a little talk. And on this particular Sunday, the first day of the month of the Sacred Heart, the month of June, Pope Benedict said this: "I invite each one of you to renew in the month of June his or her own devotion to the heart of Christ, also using the traditional prayer of the daily offering and keeping present the intentions I have proposed for the whole church." See, what Pope Benedict was doing was talking about two very practical ways that we can show our devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. One, to make a daily offering of ourselves, to pray the morning offering and try to live that throughout the day. And secondly, to pray for the intentions of the Vicar of Christ, of the Pope. Every month, as you know from the little leaflets I left you, every month the Pope has two particular prayer intentions. Basically, what the Holy Father was talking about there was the work of the apostleship of prayer. And he was saying this is one way to show our devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In 2011, the Bishop of Alexandria, Virginia, Bishop Laverde, wrote a letter on the Sacred Heart to his diocese. And in there, he said this: "I would like to suggest a few practical ways by which to honor the heart of Christ." So we're speaking of practical ways that we can show our devotion to the heart of Jesus and return love for the great love he has given us. And guess what was the first thing he suggested to people? He said, first, we can offer our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of each day to the heart of the Lord. He goes on, perhaps the best time to do this is in the morning. He's speaking of the morning offering. And then he went on to say, another way to show our devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is something that we talked about yesterday: participating in Holy Mass and making visits to the Blessed Sacrament. A third thing that he said can be a practical way of showing our devotion to the Heart of Jesus is the act of consecration, by which we individually, but also as a group, consecrate ourselves. And he spoke specifically of enthroning Jesus and making him the King of our home. And that's what we will do at the end of our celebration this evening when we pray Vespers and have benediction. After that, we will enthrone Jesus. And then, a fourth thing that Bishop Laverde said that we can do to honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus is to cultivate a spirit of reparation. Basically, to make up for the many ways that Jesus is ignored or offended in our world. And he said, a spirit of reparation through prayer and good works. For example, he writes, praying for others, practicing the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, accepting some unpleasant task, bearing our daily crosses with patience, going out of our way to say something kind and encouraging to someone we seldom bother to speak to. He said, these are all acts of reparation. So that's Bishop Laverde. This idea of the daily offering really comes from the Bible, from St. Paul. In his letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 1, St. Paul writes, I urge you, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Just as Jesus offered himself for our salvation on the cross, and now we're joined to him in the body of Christ, he invites us to offer ourselves. And we do that every time we celebrate Mass. We place ourselves on the altar with Jesus at Mass when we offer the bread and wine. And then when the priest raises the bread and the wine, and they become the body and blood of Christ, we, joined with Christ, are raised with him. And we offer ourselves with Jesus. But then we go forth from Mass and have to live that offering in our daily lives. And one of the ways we do that is with the morning offering prayer. Praying that prayer each morning and offering each day our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of the day. At Mass this morning, I spoke about how the apostleship of prayer began in that French seminary for Jesuits, and how they were frustrated and impatient, and how their spiritual director invited them to make an offering of their frustration, their sorrows, their sufferings, their work, their tasks, make an offering of it all for the good of souls, for the spread of the gospel. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, when I was growing up on the south side of Milwaukee, and I was in grade school, and if we fell on the playground and hurt ourselves, skinned our knee, or if we weren't chosen to be on the softball team, and we were off in a corner moping, Sister Donatil might come over to us. And she would say three words. Do you know what those three words were? Offer it up. Offer it up. You're very good. You got that. I can tell you were taught well. I was once speaking about this in a small parish in Michigan one year, and I got dead silence when I asked that question. And finally, the organist, he piped up and he said, suck it up. And I said, no, Sister Domitil would not say suck it up.